Blog Talk Radio.
EQ. Exceptional quality.
Anytime or any place, I know it's you, you're surrounding me. But you're not one I noticed till now. I can't explain the way I feel and what you do. You know who you are, my sunshine star. Is it natural or am I going through a phase? See this spell on me, it's coming up for days and days. So no loving you is always right, it's never wrong. It's much deeper than any love song.
It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy thing to do.
That to do to me.
It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy thing you do.
To see you hard, but me, you're gentle as a lamb. It's the things you do that's got me eating out your hand. It's the way you move, the way you walk, you're so divine. Got me loving you like love is a crime. Why'd you do this, boy? You got me crazy in love with you. Got me in a daze. My friends are saying, girl, you fool. No, it isn't fair, but I'm not going back for none. Now that I found love, know you are the one.
It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy thing you do. It's a crazy thing you do.
That to do to me.
It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy thing you do. It's a crazy thing you do. It's a crazy thing you do. It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy thing you do. It's a crazy thing to do.
That to do to me.
It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy thing you do.
Up. This is LaShawn, codename the Optimistic Diva, and I hail from New York, the city that never sleeps. And when I'm not giving my dose of optimism, Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific, I am co-hosting Divas Live on air with my sister girl. Together, we are courageous women daring to go where no other female show has gone before. The land of common sense, values, womanhood, respect, and self-worth. So sit back and relax, get a pen, because you are about to be divified.
Everybody, good evening. Welcome to Divas Live on Air. This is the Optimistic Diva.
And this is the Platinum Diva.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, my sister.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl, what's going on? You got the optimistic diva, the poet diva, and the platinum diva up in the house. And we are bringing a live show this evening. You should hear the tweets that people are putting back on this topic.
Man, it's a good topic. You know, it's really a good topic. While I was looking, doing some research, because like I said, when you spoke about it before, and I received a link, I was like, wow, this is a good topic. Can you be a bad husband or a bad wife and a good parent? And, man, when you do research on this, my optimist sister and my Porter Diva sister, I mean, I don't want to say it's one-sided, but it kind of is. When you do research and people that are listening, if you Google it, man, the majority you get is men. They got Sherry Shepherd, caught her husband, she got pictures, they got Swiss Beats, they got The Dream. Oh, my God, it's like one-sided, you know, with the men. And I was like, wow, you know, it's some women are not good mothers, but maybe good parents. But do you guys think you can not be a good wife, but a good parent, or not a good husband and a good parent?
Well, I've never been married before, so I have to speak from what I've seen. I could speak, you know, from a relationship point of view.
Right.
I've seen plenty of people in bad relationships, but they have a good relationship, you know, as being a parent to their kids, you know.
Right.
And that's the way it really should be, because the kids should come first. You know,
that's
you don't have to get along just as long as you're cordial, you know, to each other and keep your differences away from the children. Then I think, you know, you have a better chance of having a good relationship.
But, you know, I agree.
I don't know. I'm getting mixed. I'm getting a lot of mixed comments about that. I'm getting comments such as, why would you want a whore or a dog to raise your child? If they're going to be like that to the spouse, then what morals and values are they going to teach the child? I'm also getting, once a womanizer, always a womanizer. They're just breeding a new, sorry, Jay, I'm messing up your post. They're only breeding new womanizers. So I don't know.
Okay, you know, even when I researched those, excuse me, it's like on the one hand, some might believe that the way a man behaves toward his wife or his girlfriend is completely separate issue from how he raises their children. It's like, after all, it is possible for a man to be unfaithful to his wife while still maintaining an active presence in his children's lives, caring for them, providing for them. It do say, however, while it's possible to be both a good father and a cheater in those ways, infidelity conveys the message to children. That is true. That it's acceptable to be dishonest, selfish, and inconsiderate. And that is what you're showing your kids. Because I don't think we as adults give kids enough credit. Kids feel things when you're in the household and you're arguing, and a child will ask you, Mommy or Daddy, are you mad at Daddy? Or Mommy, are you mad at Daddy? Or Daddy, are you mad at Mommy? Then you go, no, but they hear you. When you come in, you stop, and you lie to them. So you're teaching them to lie, and I agree with that. You're teaching them to be dishonest when you sit there and say, no, everything is fine, honey. Don't worry.
So you're holding your face together because you got hit or something along those lines. I actually had someone say that they themselves were horrible to their wives. You know, they felt that they were married too early. They really wasn't ready for the marriage. And the long and short is, although their marriage failed, they turned out to be very good parents. And because of that, the kids are actually about to go to college. And, you know, everybody, it's like the model family outside of the cohesiveness of the man and wife living together. But he said he cheated on his wife so much that he forgot what she even looked like down there because he was with so many different women.
Oh, forgive me for laughing. Wow, are you serious?
Yeah, and he said that he just wasn't ready. He said he thought he was ready when he married her, but he said he realized that he really wasn't ready. And what ended up happening was he ended up taking prisoners. He ended up you know, marrying her, and she wasn't what he wanted. And because of that, he cheated until he couldn't cheat anymore. She left him. And now they have, you know, their kids are older, and the kids love them both, and they respect the fact that they're not together, but the kids are actually really good, respectful kids. And he has a very good relationship with them. He speaks to them daily. He sees them weekly. And I don't know.
I just don't understand that. Nobody, no man, no woman gonna make me understand that. What I don't understand is when people say, okay, you knew she wasn't the one before you stood at the altar. A woman, though, this is why people get upset. Oh, he left me at the altar. Better he left you there than 15, 20 years later you looking down and you know. You know. You know when something feel right. You know when you feel. If men have intuition, women, we really do strongly. If you feel something that is not right or he not right, I don't understand that. But then you stand before this preacher, and you stand before God, and you mouth these words that you know. You know. That's just like, okay, anybody, you guys remember the movie The Best Man?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do y'all remember Morris Chestnut, that he choked going through them words because he picturing her with his friends?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He was crying. See, that's my thing. You rather it's a vision. You just feel. You know if it's the one. So to stand before there for him to say he knew she won, he knew that before he married her or he was with her. He should have left her alone. Why waste your time or hers? And then you go through that and you have not one kid, then you have a second one and a third one.
Some people do that because they think that that's going to make the man stay with them just because they marry him. You know, a lot of people really believe that, you know, but they don't trust their intuition or either they're in denial. You know?
But I agree with Miss Optimism, the friend, or was it a guy that said, if it's a dog, you got a dog raising a child. What was that?
Because if you think
it's...
That's a way to look at it, because if you got a cheater, I mean, women can be dogs too, but that really, that's what you have raising your child, someone that is dishonest, if it's the woman or the man. And I don't think we realize the things that we say around our kids, you know, kids, period, that you really harming them in the long run with the dishonesty. You are. If daddy working late or mama working late and you out with another woman, you come and the kids wait and get so excited trying to stay up and wait for daddy or mommy and you out there cheating, you know, and that's what you instill in your kids. So when they get grow older, they be dysfunctioning in their relationships and they cheat. Me and my sister say that often. She was like, you know what? Dad screwed us up. She said to May, me never, ever wanted to get married because I was the type of kid where kids get upset and cry and, oh, mom and daddy don't get a divorce. I remember asking my mama distinctly, why are you still married to him? Why you don't? I love my daddy, don't get me wrong. I used to ask my mama as a kid, why you don't divorce him? I got tired of seeing my mama unhappy, calling hospitals, wonder where my daddy leave on a Friday when he got his paycheck. He come home Sunday right before work. Women calling the house. I mean, all this as a kid. And my sister was like, it made me not trust men. And she go in and out of relationships, in and out of relationships. You know, she was like, even though she said, you know, mom and daddy stayed together, my parents have been married 47 years.
Mm.
And I think it's that old Southern wife tale that, like my mother said, she said, I give credit to you new women because y'all don't tolerate what we did. But my mother was like, we were taught to stay no matter what. They were taught to stay. Yeah, and didn't believe in divorce.
They valued those vows to get through this part, for better or for worse. And sometimes I wonder, like, you know, we as a younger generation, we got hit to those vows. And we said, wait a minute, you're saying that this man beat me, choked me, hurt me, cheated on me, don't beat me, disclosed me, I'm supposed to still obey him? Oh, hell no. No, no, no. And I think people got a little wise to the game. And said, okay, you know what? I'll obey. I'll even stay with you through sickness and through health. But I'll be damned if it's going to be for better or for worse, and you're maliciously doing something that's going to hurt, harm, or endanger not only me, but the family. Because I don't know if you saw that movie called Cover.
Yes.
I saw that.
Okay, you get where I'm going with that.
Wait a minute. And, I don't remember. You have to refresh my memory, but I remember.
Girl, the star was Leon from, he played David Ruffin in Temptations.
Oh,
he played Lena Shaw's boyfriend in Wait Next Hell.
And who was in it? Was Robin Givens in that movie?
No.
No, what was her name?
I can't think of her name.
Girl's
but you know,
name.
Patti LaBelle had a little brief stint in it, too. Patti LaBelle had a little brief stint, and the girl who played Patti LaBelle, she did.
And Vivica Fox is the girl's best friend.
That's
in the long
Vivica Fox. I don't know how I got Robin Givens.
and it was crazy for those who didn't see the movie. It was really good because it was essentially about this all-American black family. You know, they had it all, and basically she had no idea that not only her man was undercover, but her man was sleeping with another man who had the virus. And the wife was on trial for killing the other guy, the superstar, because Leon played a singer. He always plays a singer. Leon, you need to get up and tell us why you get all those singing roles. But anyway, and she was on trial for killing him. And when they actually sat down and unfolded the case, they saw that Leon, his wife, killed him because he passed it on to her, and she had to tolerate the fact that he was a down low brother. But the point of the matter was the father said, you never put your family in harm's way. You never do that. You know, it was an understanding that you're dating somebody and they're in that situation. If you know your choices were there, then that's different, you know, but if you don't give a person a choice and they have no idea and you're just out there sexting like it's like 1999, then there's a problem.
That was just, and then not only that, that man had been to their house. His wife had worked for him, and he was sleeping with that woman's husband.
Yeah, and just drinking, eating off their freaking china, swimming in the pool.
Let me tell you, when I was watching that movie, Lewis walked in. And the part he walked in on, the two guys was in the shower. Lewis said, what the hell are you watching? I said, it's a movie called Cover Up. But the thing is, you think she had a she had a feeling her husband was cheating. But then she go in the hotel. And ladies, I'm telling you, if you can picture you walk and this other lady tell you, go to this room. You get the room
real
key.
Nice.
You see your husband, candles, everything. It's like, oh, he don't do none of this for me. You like, oh, he treating her good. And you keep going. You look in the bedroom, nothing, but you hear the water. And you open the bathroom door, and your husband in the shower with another man. Girl,
that someone. I know someone who this really happened to.
Are you serious?
I didn't mean to laugh like that.
This really happened to, and she had a fiance, and he had a best friend, and I thought it was kind of weird, you know, because I went over there to visit them before, and they were all like in the bed watching TV.
Whoa! The best friend, wife, and the husband. I mean, fiance.
The engaged couple and his best friend. Now,
and they were all in the bed.
They were all in the bed watching TV.
Oh.
I thought that was weird, you know. And I asked
that
her.
That is weird.
I asked her. I'm like, because I don't know. I do not know not one man that's going to allow another man in his room. First of all, with his woman in there, unless it's some freaky stuff going on.
You
got to
roll the ball to me, sis. You got to roll the ball. Please roll the ball to me. Are you saying to me, because I got to make sure I get this right, you're saying that, say, I want to use on you, girl A is engaged to gentleman A, right?
Right.
Gentleman A's best friend, Mr. B,
mm-hmm.
The three of them are watching a movie together, and they're in one bed together, next to each other, simultaneously.
Yeah. Right, and they invited me in, and I went out the room. I'm like, that's weird. I'm not... Can you come in here, you know, or I'm leaving, you know, but she called me several months after that, devastated. She was crying so hard that I couldn't understand, you know, what she was saying, but she caught them in the bed together alone. Yeah.
Mm. Now, what were they doing? Were they watching a movie alone, and she was mad because they weren't watching it together?
No, they weren't
like,
watching a movie when she caught this.
Damn, man.
Well, they might have been watching a movie. But, that really happened.
It's not funny. I'm sorry for laughing, and I don't mean to laugh at your friend. But,
well,
I mean, like, really?
She moved on from him, you know. But maybe
really?
Him and his best friend might be married by now. Who knows? We all went to high school together. That's what's
wow.
Weird.
I'm stuck with the fact that she allowed herself to.
They were sitting in the bed. Everybody had their clothes on, but they were like watching a movie. You know, a regular movie.
Did they have a couch?
It was in the house. I just thought it was so weird. I was ready to go.
That is weird.
It is weird, but they don't have a couch. They have like a movie station.
They were in a. They had a big house. It was a big house. They could have gone somewhere else to watch TV. That's why it was.
See,
so
that's
weird.
When a little red flag,
see, that's
the light
a red
bulb
flag
over the head.
It was
damn
was
a red flag. That's what every freaking primary, secondary, tertiary, and so on color pops up. That's like a freaking collage of colors popping up with that one.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's definitely a what the hell moment.
I
thought maybe, you know what, and I was playing devil's advocate for a second. Okay, so maybe, just maybe, you know, they didn't have a couch because they just moved in, or maybe they had asbestos in the living room. I don't know.
They had a plush house, okay? It was nice. They even had a swimming pool.
You know what?
Okay.
You ain't going to make me understand that one. You can have
no
a mansion.
Reason.
You can have a one-bedroom.
Right.
You can have a studio.
It's no
you ain't going to make me understand no two grown-ass men and no woman in no damn bed because that's what the floors flow. I'm sorry, if I have nothing in my house, girl, I ain't going to understand that.
Okay, and he had been on the down low, I mean, really, because he was like a jock in high school, you know, football player, basketball player, everything. I was more shocked at the fact that he was gay than I was at the fact of who his lover was. That didn't shock me.
See, them be the ones nobody ever expect. People just think, ooh, because he walked this way or he talked this way. That's why they got that new, well, it ain't a new terminology, the homo thugs, the hardcore gangbangers.
Mm-hmm.
They bend over too, touching ankles, and I call them pillow biters too. They pillow biters too. You know, football players and all that, basketball players.
It makes you wonder.
Know.
Rappers. It makes you wonder.
But we see it all, especially in the profession that we're in, you know, in the industry. And nothing surprises me anymore. Like I heard artists, and I promise I will not say the name because you are not going to see the pants off of me. But there's an artist, and you know when he came out, girls dripping all over him. I'm talking women just like throwing themselves at him, and we talked, and I said this man has a twang. Like he don't like that girl. I'm like, you rap, you don't sound like that, and you talk and switch a little harder than I am, and. That person left with a guy that is known to be, you know, in the life. So I'm just saying, like, I guess that sometimes guys may get bored or women may get bored with the opposite and just may want to, you know, expand a little bit. But what about if the parent, you know, was married and then they decide later on, you know what, honey, I'm actually gay. Would they be a good parent?
But you know
I think
what?
That's messed up for the kids.
Yeah, it is.
That's
so confused. I mean, you know, really, before we start getting letters and people want to get upset, I don't knock your lifestyle. My thing is, that's just like Neil Patrick Harris, him and his lover getting ready to adopt twins. God bless them. My
right.
thing is,
yeah, they're gonna make
them
happy.
Okay, he came out and said that before, but my thing is for the men who bad husbands, and to me, this fall under the category and the topic we're talking about. You could be a woman, too. If you sit there and you marry somebody knowing you have lesbian tendencies or gay homosexual tendencies, and you stand before a guy and marry knowing that you're gay and you have babies and bring, that's not fair to me. That's not fair to me.
And I agree with. That you can't pretend and say,
thank you.
you know, yes, I take this man or woman to be my lawfully wedded husband or wife, but you know good and well you're trying to sleep with the best man or the bridesmaid. That's not
exactly.
You can't do,
exactly.
I think that that's a little unfortunate, and it happens every, as we speak right now. Somebody's sleeping with their bridesmaid or their groom.
And then they have babies. Then they have babies, and then they want to come out the closet.
Exactly.
That is not right.
Exactly. That's my thing that goes with the topic that we're speaking about. It's not fair because you're not a good husband to me or a good wife. So you to be a good parent, because that's deceiving what you did and how you brought this child here. It was it was deceiving because you did not love this woman. You love a man. This woman, you love women. So don't stand there and get married. That's my whole thing. So
I agree with. I totally 109,000% agree with. You know, and again, please, ladies and gentlemen, please do not think that we are anti-gay or anti-gay.
Exactly.
We're
not even about,
you
know,
that. And our views do not necessarily represent the views of Divas Live on Air or Blog Talk Radio, but basically what we are saying for our own opinions and values are, you know, going forward.
Right.
If that's a lifestyle that you choose, fine, but don't choose it while somebody's depending on you to be a different way. I think that's a good way of saying it.
Yeah, exactly, because that's what I said. I don't want anybody to think, but it goes with the topic, because if the topic is can you be a bad husband or wife and be a good parent, to me, you are a bad husband or a bad wife if you're going in knowing you have homosexual tendency and lesbian tendency, and then you continue to live the lie and stay married a year, two, three, and then you get your wife or you, she become pregnant, or he get her and you bring in a baby, but you want the child to be honest in you. The whole thing is deceiving. The whole marriage is false and not real.
So that's
bad parenting to me alone.
Now, here's the thing. Now, what about a family member, for example, and you know, because you put the situation out there, like with your dad, what if your dad tried to give you counsel? Like, you know, Sandra, I don't think that you should do this because that's not ethical or that's not morally correct. How would a child respond to their family member or their parent if, in fact, they went through what you went through? Like, what would you suggest? Are we still on? It looks like we lost our callers. So what's going to happen? Yeah, there they go again. Hello?
It was me. I got kicked out.
Okay, so I'm like, I know that I hear like air, and I'm saying like, okay, where's the poet and Platinum Diva at? And we had like three other calls, and they must have got booted out. So there must have been like some kind of synergetic force or something, because I was just about to, you know, introduce one of the callers, and I hope that they call back. So, the question I had is what if, like for example, you were saying that you had an issue with your father and you didn't know why your mother didn't leave him.
Right.
And you're saying, okay, he didn't, you know, you love your dad, but you didn't like what he was doing. So what would a child or a family member do if they know that their father, their mother, their uncle, brother, cousin, or whatever was doing something that they had no business doing, you know, being, you know, maliciously violent, or if they're cheating or they're doing something bad, but then they turn around and try to judge or counsel somebody that's doing the same thing? Like, what would you say to them?
Oh, wow. You know what? It's funny you said that, and I'm not going to call no names. Some families is like that. Mine happened to be one of them. When they trying to tell my mother if they were her, they would do here, but they staying, and my other uncle cheating and doing this and that one. And I tell certain members of my family who went through this, who husband left them, a boyfriend, the only thing you can tell me is how not to keep a man if you don't have one. You can't. And see, like I said before, in my mother case, my mother out of five girls was the only one stayed married. All my other aunts got divorced.
Mm.
All of them are divorced, except my mother.
Yeah.
My other aunt, God rest her soul, she passed with Alzheimer's and her husband died with cancer. They were married over 50 years, but there was a lot of cheating as well in that relationship. But, you know, you have people, as you said, in the family who did try to dictate and tell my mother, but my mother is real old school. Even she knew what my father was doing. She knew my father's cheating, and she would tell me, baby, but that's my father was all she knew. He was just her everything, her first everything. And this is why my mother was like, she congratulated new women, 20, well, just new modern women is the way she put it, because my father did everything. She depended on him for everything until we was like, Mom, you need to work. I'm serious. I mean, sis, I mean, from paying the bills, money order. Me and my sister literally had to show my mother how to do checks, money order.
Wow.
She depended on I'm telling you, for everything. Everything.
Well, we have a
Go ahead.
Well, we have a caller on the 917, and the last numbers are 84. So 917, what is your name, and where are you calling us from?
What's up, LaShawn? It's House.
Hey, what's going on, House? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a DSU Hornet who responded on my Facebook page. Hell no! Exclamation point! So, House, you know you're in line with the Divas. What
are you
doing, Divas? On that?
We blessed. Thank you so much for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we got you, poet.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So what's your views on this? You go, hell no. You don't think that a cheating or domestically violent or manipulative spouse can be a good parent? And if not, then why?
Well, as far as manipulative, because then they start to use the child for leverage.
Right.
No point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they'll do something and they won't let you see the child.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or they start talking bad about the other parent.
Mhm. Mhm.
Which you should never do. If you don't get along, if the mother and father don't get along, it has nothing to do with the kid.
Right.
So I don't like when females do that. You know, guys probably do it too, but I'm just more familiar with females doing it. Your daddy ain't shit. Your daddy ain't that.
That's one thing my mom never did. You know, when she and my dad divorced, she never talked bad about my dad. You know, she would say, you know, like little things like, because she didn't have a sense of humor at first, you know, but we did, and we got it from our dad. And she'll say something like, you sound just like your daddy. But she wouldn't say it in a negative way or, you know, she wouldn't tell us your dad's no good or nothing, you know. So she let us form our own opinion of him, which I think all parents should do. Cause
all parents should do that. My mother did the same thing.
Light. It will come to light. If the parent is bad, the child is going to know it eventually.
Yeah, they make a decision. And I'm glad that you brought that up, House, because a lot of women, and I hate to say it, I really hate to say it, ladies, but a lot of women are guilty of saying, oh, you ain't going to be nothing. You're going to be a deadbeat like your daddy, or you're going to be whatever. You're going to be just as bad as him. You're going to grow up not being nothing. You will never amount to nothing. And it's not only does it make you look kind of stupid, because then why would you have been with that, laid down with that person, have a child with them as it is? But now you're ridiculing them, and then the only thing you're doing is dampering and hurting the child's self-esteem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, hey, we're going to bring another call in. This is really getting interesting because, House, what I really want to ask you, as well as the next caller, if you caught your significant other cheating on you with either the same sex or a friend of yours, would you want that person to still raise your child? And I'm going to bring in a 718 caller. Your last number is 63. What is your name and where you calling from?
This is Cleavon Evans calling from New York City.
Cleavon, go on, New York. Stand up. What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, we're having a really heated discussion here on
yes,
the morals and values of parenthood and relationships. I just asked House, who's on the line too, if his wife or significant other were to have an affair, cheat on him with either the same sex or one of his friends, would he allow her to still raise a child? And if so, why? And if not, why not?
Well, it depends on her.
Well, I don't know. You want me to answer that, or you want me to just let somebody else answer?
No, yeah, answer it. Answer it, please.
Well, that's a two part to that. One, you can't tell a woman that she's done something like that. She might not be somebody you can trust for somebody between you and her, but raising a child, that's a different trust. That's a different look at a woman. So you can't condemn a woman for doing something dirty towards you as going to try to do something dirty towards her own child. You don't know. So you have to look at each individual person as an individual situation. You don't want to be with her.
But did you hear what she – did you say it could be his friend, too, to help raise the child?
It doesn't matter. I may not want to deal with her. I may not want to be around her. But as a right, as a parent, she has a right to still be a parent to her child.
Oh, absolutely.
That's like you taking a man and
–
this
about
is what happens in our world. This is what happens in our world. A man is getting taken away from his child on many different occasions. Do we have the right to do that to a woman, too? Men get done to them all the time. So do we have a right to do the same thing to a woman? If they made a mistake and they did something stupid, do we have that right in a situation like that? That's a physical thing. What's more important, your child or somebody that screwed you over?
But you know what? That's a good question and point you said. And let me tell you, if it were me asking the question, hell to the no. I'm going to tell you why. Because as a good parent, what parent am I that you were my friend? So if I know the dirt you did as my friend, I'm going to let you raise my kid too? You cheating. I done told you things in confidence about my significant other. And the question she's saying is with your friend. So even though, like you said, your girl or your wife would have every right to raise that child, but with your boy, and you know how your boy, you know your boy better than she do. But it would be okay for your boy and your girl to raise your child.
Oh, she didn't say
I'm
that.
Not saying it. I'm not saying
with
it would be okay. But remember, I'm on the radio, so there's a lot of things I'm just not going to say over the radio live. Let's keep it honest. At the end of the day, just as a man, there's certain men out there, if you're listening, and the brother's on the air too, at the end of the day, there's certain things you're going to do to your boy. You're just not going to tell everybody what you're going to do. Let's keep it honest.
Okay.
That's
okay,
not for everything to be.
You.
A real man ain't going to tell what he's going to do. He's going to do what he do.
I feel.
Okay. Now, what would you, in that situation, as it relates to the child and the relationship with the woman, what would you do?
Oh, you said the person and your boy, so your boy's going to raise your kid too?
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely
exactly.
Not. Nah, my boy is not. Nah. Nah,
like I said, I'm on open radio. All I'm going to say is things can happen. That's all I can say. Things can happen.
I mean,
whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, things can happen. That's all.
That's true.
Let me take the picture a little broader. You know, it's a kid's birthday party, and there comes a boy bringing the birthday cake out.
See?
Talking about, Junior, blow off the candles. Oh, your dad's going to do it with a gift. You know, baby, go get the door because someone, cause the house is at the door. Like, how would you handle that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear this one, House.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Listen.
That's not a good look.
On,
that's all I'm going to
say. I'm on live radio. All I can say, things happen. There's accidents that happen. There's things that may happen. I can't speak on it. All I can say is, I turn my head and try to walk the direction. Not guaranteed I might make
happening.
It that direction, but
as we see, I'm gonna read a text I got. It says, "Dear Diva," I don't know if it would be Diva. Okay, sorry, initial is SA. "Dear Diva, I have a friend who has his ex girlfriend and sister raising their child, and I don't understand how it happened. Apparently, the sister and the girlfriend got together by doing shopping trips and having fun. Now they're really having fun. I don't know what to tell him because he still wants her, but if he can't have her, he doesn't want her to raise a child." That's from S.A.
In a situation like that, you got to look at what's best for the child. As a man, is it a boy child or a girl child? It doesn't matter. As a man, you have to take responsibility for what you do. A lot of times, a lot of men don't take responsibility for what they do with their children. As a man, you got to take responsibility, and you got to go in there, and you got to raise your child and teach your child right from wrong and keep it moving. I mean,
but
now,
what we're asking is, we understand that part, but what we're trying to ask Cleavon is, does that partner, because from what it sounds like, and if I'm, and correct me if I'm wrong, from what it sounds like, it's as if, say you and I are dating Cleavon, and you had a sister, and me and your sister end up getting together, and now we're raising our child, your sister and I are raising
I wouldn't
our
want
child.
That. I wouldn't want that. I would fight to not have that. But at the end of the day, I
got
to look at my child.
Parent.
Huh?
So we're trying to find out what we want to know is if these situations happen, because apparently they're happening. I don't think these people are making this stuff up. If this situation happens, does it necessarily mean because that woman or man had foolish behaviors or had reckless behaviors, does that mean that they are going to be a bad parent to that child? Or is it a possible glimpse of hope that maybe they had those behaviors or those that situation with that person, but they can be like the best parent in the world and raise them to be respectful somehow, some way?
I put it like this. I wouldn't want it to be for me to be in those shoes, one. But truthfully, when it all boils down to it, I wouldn't want my ex and my sister to be together raising my child. I would want my child in my household with me. And she's seeing her mother, that child seeing their mother, that's the way I want it to be. But you know how the courts are and you know how situations are. I'd have to fight for it. There's no guarantee I'm going to win, but that's what I'd have to do. Because I've been in court situations with my kids, and I tell you the honest truth, men don't have a leg to stand on unless we have a million different reasons why that woman is doing something wrong.
Okay.
So
you
can do anything
that
you want to do. At the end of the day, you got to look at that court system, and they come and screw you, end up taking you to jail, and then where do you end up? You ain't got no child. No child ain't got you to do nothing for now. What's more important?
Okay. How?
Yeah, he's right. As soon as you walk in the court, you're guilty. As soon as you walk in the family court, you're guilty.
You ain't even guilty. You have no leg. You ain't even guilty.
Yeah.
You below guilty.
Yeah. I'd rather be in criminal court than family court.
Wow.
I gotta agree with him.
Well, I have another situation, and this person, he asked me to bring this view up as well. And again, this is a hot topic. Platinum and Poet, you know, I didn't realize how spicy this topic was going to be. This gentleman, he has a situation where he has been raising his godchild / nephew all his life. I think the child is going to be 15. The reason why he was doing that was because the mother was, you know, using, and she didn't have her life together, but now she dedicated her life to God. She's doing well. You know, she doesn't have a job right now, but the point is she wants to come back in that child's life. Now, does her past constitute her not to have a chance to raise her child again, especially if he's been raised by the brother and the brother has basically done everything that he could raising this young man, and now, like, the last year of that child's life, now the mother wants to come in?
Sorry,
what
please
do you
try
feel
again
about
later.
That?
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody got disconnected.
Yeah,
I think because I'm a recovering alcoholic, 7 years, almost eight, I think the mom deserves a second chance to be in the child's life, not necessarily as the parent, you know, as the, what you call it, the guardian.
Primary
or
guardian.
Right. But she deserves a second chance.
Well, she's in the child's life, and now she wants to uproot him from the uncle's house. The uncle went through all the pains and everything, and now she wants to have him move in the last 2 years of his life and actually move from the state that they're in so he could, like, basically She wants him to uproot and drop everything.
Hold on. I got to say something about that. I really got to say something. I had custody of my nephew twice, and I understand that situation because I was in that situation. You understand? Not for that many years, but truthfully, if she hasn't lost custody and she hasn't lost rights to the child, then she has a right to do that. It's not right. It's not the proper thing to do, but by law, if she hasn't given up her right to have that child in her custody, then she has a right to do that. It's not right. But by law, she has a right.
I think they should let the child decide.
They won't. How old is the child?
The child's going to be 17 in a couple of weeks.
17, and the child, in the court system, the child will have the decision on who they want to stay with. Because the child is considered, after 16, they take the rights of the children and what the children want when they get to be a certain age. So the child would have a right to make that decision, and really the courts will weigh that decision and decide what they want to do. But 9 times out of 10, they will allow the child after 16 to make that decision.
Okay.
I think the kid should just stay where he is and the mother come and visit and be part of his life, but you don't got to pull him up and destroy the kid's life.
Right.
You know, be part of his life, but don't try to take it over.
Right. She's being selfish.
Right.
Exactly.
Thinking about herself.
You got to think about the kid first.
Yeah,
see, but that's better. I'm sorry, but you got to understand, in our neighborhood, in our life, in our culture, not in our culture, but in our neighborhoods nowadays, a lot of parents are selfish and they think about themselves before they think about their children. Let's look at it. When you look at a woman or a father, they dress to the nines and the kids is raggedy looking wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
Or the kids is dressed to the nines, but you struggling to pay bills in the house, but you got the kids in $100 pair of jeans. But you can't pay your own phone bill or your cable bill. How smart is that? You're selfish.
And let me add to it, those $100 pair of jeans ain't clean because they can't afford the money for the laundromat, or let alone detergent if they have a dishwasher at home.
Exactly. You can't afford.
We ain't going to talk about the Jordans, $100 pair. I agree with that in them shoes, too.
Jordans are $200 now. What are you talking about?
It's
Jordans have been $100 a year.
Jordans is like $200.
That's what I'm saying.
No, thank you. My child would be wearing Payless or Shaq's or, you know, Mommy's or whatever before I allow them to spend, before I spend that kind of money. No,
I'll be honest with you. Let's look at it. The school, let's be honest. Let's really get to the nitty-gritty. At the end of the day, our culture or our neighborhoods, we really don't get to understand it. And this is something I really want everybody to hear. At the end of the day, we spend what? 70% of the consumer market, and we have 10% control. Does that make any sense?
No.
Go in the average black person's closet, you'll find $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 worth of clothes, but they struggle to pay bills. They struggle to pay bills. You got people that's buying $80,000 cars and living in the projects, paying $200 in rent, and complaining about that $200 in rent. So let's keep it real. Our priorities are all backwards. They're all messed up.
If we're
supposed to do it, imagine this. If every black person in New York City, I'm in New York City, so I'm going to talk about New York City. If every black person or minority person, black or Spanish person, didn't take the train or the bus for one day, do you know how many jobs the MTA would lose? Would fire, how many people they would fire, and the system would get shut down just because we didn't take the train one day? So we have that much control, but we're not smart enough to realize that if we got together, we could control a lot more stuff. Look at our neighborhood. Back in the 70s, we had a number of black people in our neighborhoods, in our stores. And look what we got now. You can't find a black store in a black neighborhood. Whose fault is that?
Black
in Harlem
anymore.
Look at Harlem.
Whose fault is that? White folks in Harlem is walking around in Harlem at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Remember now House, because see, House and I went to Del State together, and there was like a little band service. What was his name? Reggie Minot. I hope, you know, And he used to drive people back to Del State and back, you know, or back home to New York. And how, correct me if I'm wrong, if the people, the first stop would be Brooklyn. And when we came back, it would be 8 o'clock at night or something. You didn't see near person outside of the Hispanic or African-American race walking around at all after 8 o'clock, let alone living in that area. Now you go to the same part of Brooklyn, and you see nothing but, like you said, our counterparts. And, yeah, they walk around with French poodles, shih tzus, freaking having outside cabaret. Nobody was having outside cabaret dinners at Fort Greene. Are you kidding me?
Nah,
eating outdoors.
Crazy. But you know what? I gotta say that's a beautiful thing though.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful. Sorry, I'm not saying a day in our neighborhood is a beautiful thing, but let's be real. Wouldn't you want to sit outside and eat at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning and feel safe at night and feel safe?
At night. No,
I mean at 9, 10 o'clock at night. Wouldn't you want to sit outside and feel safe?
Let's be
real
about
it.
No, we don't use
our power like we should. Like back when
we
they were selling those,
exactly.
When they were selling those buildings in Harlem, all them buildings in Harlem, they were selling for a dollar back in the '80s. Them Jews
exactly.
Brought the buildings up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
That's
if,
really,
if I was old enough,
really.
If I was old enough, I would have grabbed me a building in Harlem back in the '80s for
uh-huh.
a dollar.
And those same buildings, they came and they said, we buy ugly buildings because it may have been run down because people couldn't afford to upkeep.
It's worth
$1 million.
You see them brownstones? The brownstones are crazy now.
They worth
$2-3 billion
because that's where everybody's
exactly.
making.
On 135th, they're going for almost $8 million.
But we still can't blame nobody but ourselves. Let's
but
look
ourselves.
At this. Listen, I feel like this. I'll give you a perfect example. And this is something that I've been wanting to put out there. And, Sean, I talked to you about this before. The school system. Let's be real. If you're in New York City and you know Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, Staten Island, and so forth, the five boroughs, when you go into those five boroughs, the school system is crap. But you go out to Long Island or the other side of Queens, to Douglaston and certain areas, and those school systems, they kids are getting taught and everything else like that. You know why? Because their parents are in the schools. If we took every teacher and we took every parent and every family and we told them, just like you do these charter schools and these Catholic schools and these private schools, it's a requirement that somebody in the family volunteers and participates in the school. If we did that in our own public school systems, that every family is required that an hour a month. Now, you can't tell me, I don't care what kind of job you have, where you're working 90 hours a week, you're going to tell me your child ain't worth 1 hour a month for you to make
well,
sure that you're in that school.
Amen.
And you do that, imagine,
doing,
where would all that money
now.
Go and how would the educational system be then? Think about it.
Well, there's a Harlem Academy that before I moved from New York, I tried to get my son in, and they had preferential treatment towards Harlem residents. But this school, if the parent could not demonstrate consistent reading patterns with the child, if they could not demonstrate consistent PTA meetings for the child, and if they could not do consistent activities with the child in and out of the school, that child was asked to leave the school and had to go back to the public school system because they are not playing with that. But I think that along the topic that we have, how do you feel if you had a child with somebody and you realize while you're together or after that this person has frivolous spending habits, their lack of budget, their lack of financial education is down the tube. And like you all were mentioning, they'd rather spend $800 for an outfit than pay their rent and pay their bills. Do you think that that person is a solid candidate to be a parent? And if not, why? And if so, why? If not, why not? And if so, why?
Well, now, are you talking on the man's point of view or are you talking on the woman's point
male
of view?
Male or female. Male or female. You and I are married or engaged. We have children together. And the biggest obstacle that you have with me is I can't keep money in the bank. Every time I get paid, I'm going out there buying Gucci and Prada. And meanwhile, we're facing eviction because of my spending habits.
Did
I constitute being a good parent?
Well, the first thing I would have to do is have that conversation. After we had that conversation,
Oh, no, no, no. You have to have that conversation first. So you let your people know that where you stand, where you draw the line, and this is what it is. Now, after that, if that doesn't change, then what you have to do is you have to take the lead role and say, listen, if you can't keep up with the money, then you got to go. The kids will stay here, but you got to go.
Okay, but you leave me with the kids. Would you let me raise the children? I'm a good mother. I make brownies.
No, she got to go. He got to go. Whoever it is spending money like that got to go. You want to spend money like that, go get your own place, and you can spend all the money you want, but my kids and me, you got to go. That's it.
How? What do you think?
Because that's also a type of education. You have to educate your kids financially as well. That's a big part of education. That's why I like to take my kids school shopping. So I take my daughter's 16. I take her school shopping, and we'll go to Marshalls. You know, we'll go to stores like that, TJ Maxx, and I show her how to maximize her money. And that's a little bit of education. You got to educate your kids financially as well. Just like how you tell them to say grace, just like how you tell them to say please and thank you. You have to educate them financially.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what it is. The first teacher is the home, is your parents.
Yeah.
And if you show a kid that they can have anything they want at any cost, then what are they expected to do when they get to be 16 years old? They expect that, hey, well, I got my license now. Buy me an $80,000 car. That's what they expect.
Oh, I thought you know? What you're supposed to do.
Don't work that way. It's the same thing with these kids and the disrespect that they have. If you don't teach them at a young age that this is how you talk to an adult, this is how you spend your money, this is how you save your money, if you don't teach them at a younger age, then what do you expect them to be like, and how do you expect them to act when they're 15 or 16 years old?
Very good. We agree, so. All right, well, we're at the closing. Yeah, I wanted the divas to
We
got to
have part two.
Remarks.
We
got to
have
part
two,
do.
For real.
We do.
All this
and everything.
Yeah, LaShawn, this is dope, LaShawn. I appreciate
it. Oh, no problem. We appreciate you.
John,
you guys were awesome. You guys definitely part two. You guys got to be special guests on the panel or something. This was really good. You guys were awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But, Sean, you got to make one announcement, though, Sean. You got to make one announcement.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What's Saturday?
Everybody from from August Martin High School, we're going to have our first alumni barbecue at Springfield Park from 12 to 7. So please make sure you come out, bring a dish, bring some ice, bring a seat, enjoy yourself. We're going to have fun, fellowship, and talk about the good times. And also promote Class of 91. Their 20th year anniversary is coming next year at Verdi's in July. So part of the proceeds from this Springfield picnic goes towards the bleachers and also replacing the computers at August Martin High School, but it's also to have a good time with good spirit. So, ladies, do you have any closing remarks before we go?
As always, count your blessings, not your problems.
Mine is stop the violence. That's all.
I say be aware of your surroundings and learn that if we work together, we can accomplish a lot more things than we did from back in the day. We are kings and queens, and we are from kings and queens. We need to start acting like it.
Yeah,
amen.
That's true. Amen. I second that.
I just think we need to take more control of our neighborhoods, and we need
that's
to take more control
thing.
Of our. We need to realize what power we have. You know, as a people, we have a lot of power. We need to start manipulating that.
I agree.
You men are awesome, and thanks again.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nice to hear from a men's perspective.
No, really, if we have more men like that in the community, seriously, we'd have better
community. We do have them. It's just not acknowledged. Just to let you know, my sister, there are men like that out there. They're just not being shown. What they're showing is the negativity of the ones that are not doing right compared to the ones that are doing. There's a lot of men out there that's doing the right thing. It's just that they're not getting the same props as the ones that's doing the bad thing.
I'm telling you, I'm based in California, and as Portis, which made her say stop the violence, brothers who listen in California, please step up. Because I'm telling you, I don't see it. Where we as women have to physically walk around to take our communities from where I'm from. Because you have men who did not want to step in. It's time we have to call on FOIs. Because men in our community didn't want no part, no stepping up, no talking, no nothing. That's real talk.
Where you from, the Bay?
No, I'm from California, Los Angeles.
I'm in LA.
So big up to New York. I know brothers in New York that's holding down, so big up to New York. My brothers in Cali, holla.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of Divas Live on Air. We air every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. What is that? 8 p.m. Central. I'm getting these time zones together. Join us. We might go ahead and have a part two of this segment. So not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, we are going to have part two. What constitutes a good parent, and does their attitudes and behaviors necessarily mean that they would not be a successful role model to a child? Thank you so very much for listening to Divas Live on Air.
And you, gentlemen, please call back on part two, please.
Yes, okay, keep it posted, LaShawn.
Yes, keep it, Sean. You know how to get in touch with me 24 hours a day. You know how to get me, so.
Absolutely. And I'm not ignoring you, House. You know I love you to pieces, even though I own
you. Love your mom. Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Love y'all.
All right, then.
Thank you.
And Diva and Poetess, my Platinum Diva and my Poetess Diva, ladies, I love you to pieces. I don't know where I'd
love
be without you,
too.
You
too. Love you,
and
too.
And we will definitely chat behind the scenes. Thank you, everybody.
See you on Saturday, Sean.
Yes, you will. Good night,
everybody. Yes, I will. All right.